I'm Commander Sam Vimes of the City Watch. So, where am I? I've been thrown back in time chasing a villain called Carsa, and I'm now known as John Keel. But me and Carsa have been caught in an uprising against Mad Lord Winder, and me and the lads on the watch, including my wet-behind-the-ears younger self, are behind the barricades.
Is it really going to come to fighting, Sarge?
Yes.
But won't there be some talking first?
No. Maybe afterwards.
Seems the wrong way round.
Yes, lad, but it's a tried and tested method.
And Carsa's with the troops that are attacking us, and somewhere in the future my wife is having a baby, and I want to go home.
What is it, Sarge?
It's called Big Mary. There'll be a team of oxen behind, pushing it. They push it up here, hook onto our barricade, turn the oxen round, and pull.
Got any orders, Sarge?
Yes. Sam, nip down to the apothecary's and fetch us 2 penny worth of fresh ginger.
What?
Now, run.
Sarge, what's that for?
Gingering things up.
Sarge, there's a crowd of people caught between us and that Big Mary thing.
Let them in. They'll give us cover. Then you and me are going out there, Fred.
Just us two?
They can't move it fast, and with all this noise and confusion, if we're lucky, no one will notice us. We've got to stop it.
Sarge, ginger. I just grabbed some.
Good lad. Come on, Fred. Let's get out there.
Right.
Fred, you take this side.
Okey-doke.
You know what to do?
Oh, yes.
Right now, who's in charge of these oxen?
Me. I am.
All right, man, stand easy. I can see your problem here.
Hey?
Come on, we haven't got all day. I've got to examine the beast. Lift a tail for me. Hurry up, man.
Like this?
As I thought. They got the glaggies. But we can fix that. If I just insert... Now the other one. Right. Well done. Carry on.
Sarge! In here! How'd you get on?
Done it. You?
Yeah. There's no reaction yet.
Takes a while to hit the ginger, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think...
Get everyone out of the way!
Run! Everybody run! This is it!
Bloody hell, Sarge.
They'll be back.
Yeah, and not all of them.
You did it, Sarge.
Don't shake hands, Sam, until I've had time for the wash.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll win now, Sarge.
No, we won't. But we can put off losing until it doesn't hurt too much.
There's more and more deserters coming in, Sarge.
People have a practical turn of mind, Sam.
Eh?
I mean, what have we got here in the Republic of Treacle Mine Road? Have we got the big, important buildings? Government offices, banks, temples?
No, Sarge.
No, all we've got is the unimportant stuff. The entire slaughterhouse district, the cheese market, the vegetable warehouses, the flour stores. So, while our noble republic is being starved of important things like banking services and salvation, it's quite self-sufficient in terms of humdrum everyday things like food and drink.
Sir.
Sergeant Dickens.
Present from the shambles, sir. Wagon of sticks and onions and potatoes.
Ah, dish them out to the field kitchens.
Sir.
Every meal will be a feast in the People's Republic. All food must go into the common warehouse.
Reg.
It will be distributed by my officials on behalf of the Republic.
Reg.
What?
Can it? Off he goes.
Is this a military coup?
No, Reg. It's just not the time. Let Sergeant Dickens sort it out. He doesn't like clipboards.
But supposing people get left out?
I think there's enough for everyone, Reg. I'll tell you what, if this siege goes on, we'll be hungry enough. Then we'll need your organisational skills.
Oh, a famine situation?
Well, if we aren't, I'm sure you could organise one.
I just think it's important to
yes,
be fair
Reg,
to...
I understand. But maybe the best way to build a bright new world is to peel some spuds in this one.
How many?
32 injured, Major. Another 20 probable desertions.
Oh, gods, Captain.
It's a big barricade, sir. Too well defended.
We can't set fire to the bloody thing?
It'll take the city up with it.
Captain, you know what this is now.
Yes, sir?
This is political.
Yes.
Political goes higher up.
You're right, sir. Well done, sir.
Dig out a lieutenant that's been a bit slack and send them to their lordships,
Yes, sir.
My dear Lord Venturi.
Lady Mesereau.
I hear you've been doing sterling work defending us from the mob.
There are one or two pockets of rebel resistance left. Just a mopping up operation.
They destroyed Big Mary, my lord.
Just a bunch of gormless watchmen and civilians with garden forks.
Dear me.
Permission to speak freely, sir.
Within reason, Lieutenant.
The men haven't got the heart for it. Some of the old soldiers on the barricades are from the regiment, sir, and they're yelling down all sorts of stuff. And what some of the old ladies shout, sir, I've never heard such language. The mob at Dolly Sister's watch house was
rubbish,
bad enough.
Lieutenant. Some backbone and a quick thrust. That's all that's needed. Lance the boil.
The palace guards aren't busy. I'm sure Lord Winder doesn't need them at the moment. We will all see that no harm comes to his lordship.
That's a damn good idea. There's half a regiment of crossbow men out there. Let's get them moving.
Sir.
My Lord Winder.
Who wants him? Oh, Lady Mesereau.
It's time for the cake.
Well, bring it in then. Bring it in. Did you know we got another assassin in tonight? They keep trying, but I get them every time.
The cake!
Guards, put your swords into it.
My lord. My lord.
Lower. There's such a thing as dwarves, you know.
Sir.
He could be kneeling down.
Sir.
Would you like a slice of what's left, my lord?
Food tester?
My lord?
Well, cyanide?
Cyanide?
No, tell a lie. It's just almonds.
No poison at all.
Oh, no, sir.
Will you take a slice, my lord?
I'll choose my own slice, thank you very much. You see, so long as you're careful, very careful, then there's nothing anybody can... Who are you?
Think of me as the future.
Where did you come from?
From the city.
You weren't here a moment ago. Guard! Guard!
Cake, anyone?
Rosie!
Dr. Long presents his compliments. He says he's got three tables scrubbed, two buckets of tar on the boil, six ladies rolling bandages, and all he's had to deal with so far is a nosebleed. You've let him down, he says.
Tell him ha, ha, ha.
I brought you something.
What's that?
I was told to tell you that since it's tomorrow, you're going to get everything you wished for.
And what might that be?
A hard boiled egg!
You spoiled my egg, you animals!
Nancy, boy, he's got a grapnel in the chest.
Carefully, don't try to get it out. Get him to Dr. Lord. Can we help you?
We ask for a brief truce.
Why?
So that we can recover our wounded.
And then?
Sorry?
What happens after that? We start fighting again?
Hasn't anyone told you?
Told us what?
Lord Winder is dead. Lord Snapcase is patrician.
Hear that, lads? Hey! Hey!
So would you like to change ends?
Sorry?
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, we are now the loyal supporters of the official government, right, and you are the rebellious romp of a discredited administration.
Yes. Jolly good.
All right. A truce. We agree. We've got a doctor here if you need him.
Thank you.
Sarge?
Sir?
Nancy Ball's dead, Sarge.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
My Lord Snapcase.
Ah, Lady Mesereau.
Welcome to your new office.
Thank you. Now then, what to do, what to do?
A general amnesty as usual.
Yes, yes, of course.
Clean start.
Of course. No doubt there is a traditional form of words.
Yes.
This barricade.
Yes.
The one that was still standing, it has caused rather a stir, has it not? Some fellow put together a rather smart defence force, cut us off from the vital organs of the city, broke up Captain Swing's organisation, and has withstood the best attacks that could be made against him. And he is just a sergeant, I hear.
Perhaps a promotion is in order.
Promotion, yes. And his men are loyal?
Apparently.
And he did all that in just a few days. I dread to think what he might take it into his head to do tomorrow. These are delicate times. We do not need someone like Keel doing things his way.
I thought you said you wanted to promote him.
Yes. Promote him, as they say, to glory. Pass the word for my new captain of the guard, Captain Carser.
Bettinari, where are you? Gods damn you! Show yourself! You've done your work!
Here.
Take my coach. Find Keel. Warn him Snapcase wants him dead.
But
do it now, or receive an auntie's curse.
It's going to take a while to get all this down.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're sort of doing it by collective argument.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's people donated a three-legged stool that's trying to make off with a set of dining chairs and that sort of thing.
Oh, easy with that.
Sarge?
Yeah?
Are we going to get into trouble about this?
Oh, it's an amnesty. That means we ain't.
We're going to get medals.
We should have barricaded the whole city.
But then that'd mean the bad people would be in here with us.
Yeah, but we'd be in charge.
We lost five men.
Yeah. Nancy Moore.
We'll have them with Browned. Wreath. Coffin. Don't let anyone else do it.
Hang on.
What? What is it, Sarge?
Monk. Yeah, it's all right, Sarge. He's just sweeping the streets.
Be ready. Something's going on. Something's going to happen. What, Sarge?
An attack.
A little old man with brooms.
No offence, Sarge, but it all looks peaceful. There's an amnesty, Sarge.
Sarge!
What's the matter with little Nobby?
Sarge!
Calm down, son. It's all over.
Sarge! Carser!
Crossbows! Undercover!
Oh, no!
Billy! I got Billy Wiggly! In here! Get in here! Yes. Barricade the doors. This won't hold them long. There's going to be a back way out of this place.
Can I help any of you gentlemen?
I don't think so.
Then do you mind if I finish serving Mrs. Soups? And now, 4 ounces of grey 2-ply, was it, Mrs. Soupson?
Yes, please, Ethel.
Do you have a back way out, please?
Yes, but it's locked.
Do you have the key?
I think it's this one. No, I tell her lights. Ah, yes, this is the... That's for the lock we used to have. Now, let's try this one.
Right, everyone, hands into the alley.
It's Carser, Sarge. He's got a job with Snapcase, and he's going to get you.
Gentlemen, you are dismissed. Disperse. Split up. Make your way back to the watch house.
No fear, Sarge.
We had an amnesty. They can't do this.
No, they're after me. You don't want to mix it with Carser.
We are standing for this, Sarge. No. We're with you. We're your men.
Yeah.
What we need is an identifying mark, like a badge or an emblem.
Well, these are bushes. Lilac. Makes a good plume. Everyone, pick a sprig of lilac. Go on. All right, then. All back to the watch house. And we'll build ourselves our own little barricade.
We're going to get into trouble for this, Captain Carser.
We're working for the government. Now, you lot, listen to me. I want Keel alive. And that kid Vimes. You do what the hell you like with the rest of them.
Why do you want him taken alive?
What's your name?
Coates. Ned Coates.
Keel gave him the pusher after
Shut up! Did you just come along for the ride, Coates?
I hate Keel. But Vimesy's just a kid that got dragged along.
Well, you're a rebel, aren't you? Don't like to do what you're told? Well, this is the bright new dawn you wanted. You asked for it, you got it. We've just got to sweep away a few of yesterday's leftovers.
Reg, you
shouldn't be here.
You got rid of the bloody particulars and here they are again. This city could be such a great place, but the bastards always end up on top.
Way of the world, Reg.
Here they come, Sarge.
You bastards!
Get down, Reg.
You can take our lives, but you can't take our freedom!
Ah! Wrong! Get them! Ned Coates, Keel. Whose side are you on, Ned? Do you know what Carcer is? He's a murderer. We've got to stop this, Ned. It stops here or not at all.
How do you know all this?
There was a hole in time. I travelled back in time.
So that's it.
No. Not now. No!
So sorry, Your Grace. Nearly ready to send you on to your time.
Ye gods!
There's just a few things we need to tell you.
What have you got there?
Keel's body from the morgue. We will make a substitution. When you go, Keel's body will be here. He will have died in battle.
I've changed lots of things.
Leave all that to us. You will return to your time without armor, without any clothes. Are you ready? Get to Casa now. Grab him, otherwise he'll stay behind.
Make sure nothing happens to young Sam.
We will.
Make sure Red Shoe gets a decent burial.
We will.
Not too deep. He might not be down there for long.
Goodbye, Commander.
Casa! Casa! Yeah? You're coming with me! You're nicked.
You, sir?
Callot, am I back?
Your Grace?
I'm back. Where's Carcer?
Oh, you've got a nasty cut.
Where the hell is Carcer?
We don't know, sir. You just appeared in a lot of blue light.
He's back somewhere. How long was I away?
About half an hour, Your Grace.
So where's Carcer? Right, I'm going off.
But, Your Grace, you realise you have no clothes on!
Willikins!
Your Grace, whatever
Never mind, just get me a fresh uniform. How's Sybil?
Your Grace, don't go up there!
What's happened to Sybil?
It's all rather difficult, sir.
Is the child born?
Mrs. Content says she's tried everything. Maybe we ought to send for a doctor.
I know a doctor. Dr. Lorne! Dr. Lorne!
Who is it?
Look at me, Dr. Lorne.
Keel? John Keel?
Can't be. They buried John Keel. You know they did.
Who are you, then?
Grab your stuff and come with me. It's childbirth.
But...
Come on, and I'll make you the richest doctor that ever lived.
Sir?
Doctor's here, Willikins. Lady upstairs, big bedroom on the left.
All right.
Midwife there, not got a clue. In here.
Put your head on your hands. No, put your hands...
It's all right, Sergeant Detritus. You can put the bow down.
He come rushing in, Mr. Vimes.
Yes, that's because he's the doctor, Sergeant. Let him go in. That is an order.
Okay, Mr. Vimes.
You all right, Doctor?
Yes, I think so.
Detritus, what did I tell you about Mr. Safety Catch?
When Mr. Safety Catch is not on, Mr. Crossbow is not your friend. Sorry, sir. But we're all a bit tense at this time, sir.
He says he wants them boiled, the nasty, horrid things. What's that for, to make them softer?
Trolls and dwarves on tonight. Every door and window covered.
What did I mean? He said damn well boil them for 20 minutes.
Well, he's asked for a small brandy.
Mrs. Content stormed out and he said not to let her back in again.
Just a pox, Doctor, when all's said and done.
Now he's asked for a large brandy.
More towels!
We want to see Mr. Vimes.
Sir!
Willikins, what is it?
You can go in, sir.
Sybil?
He's called Sam.
Oh, Sybil.
Sam, and no argument.
I'll teach him to walk. I'm good at teaching people to walk. I've got to go to the cemetery.
Sam? Sam?
I think he's asleep, Mom.
Oh, you frightened the life out of me, Mr. Vimes.
Sorry, Reg. How's the grave?
Very peaceful. I think I'll have to get a new coffin before next year, though. They don't last any time at all these days.
Oh, I suppose not that many people look for durability, Rich. Apart from zombies, I mean.
I like to lie here. It's only for one day a year. I owe it to them.
Oh, yes. No argument from me.
The lilac smells nice. The blooms are all shining, like, just smell it. They died for something. It was just a fly-speck footnote in history, a mean and shameful little fight, but they didn't run. They stayed. Not because they wanted to be heroes, but because they chose to think of it as their job, because it was just in front of them.
Yeah.
Right. I'll be off.
Don't forget your shovel.
Yeah. Good night, sir.
John Keel, Billy Wiglet, Horace Nancy Ball. Di Dickens, Ned Coates, and technically, Red Shoe. I put a watch on the house. Sybil's safe. And the watch house has double guard. So where is he? And what's happened to the commemorative egg? It's not on Keel's grave.
Oh. Oops! Missed you that time, Duke. Casa! This is all good fun, eh? Who's going to arrest me? Sergeant Keel or Commander Vimes?
Who said you were going to be arrested? I'm fighting an attacker.
Oh, you was, Mr. Vimes. Only now I ain't armed no more. Thrown down my last weapon. Can't kill an unarmed man, Mr. Vimes. You've got to arrest me now. Can't kill me now, just standing here.
You've always got an extra knife.
Sorry, stepped on your grave there. No offence. You're not going to kill me, not you, with a badge. That ain't your way, Mr. Vimes.
I'm taking the badge off.
Look, here's what I'll do. I'll throw away my other knife. See, you knew I've got another one. OK, I can see you're upset. Fair enough. And you know I've always got a third knife. Well, I'm dropping it now. See, there it goes. That's it, Mr. Vimes. No more knives. I can't run. I surrender. No messing about this time. Look, I'll give in, OK? Just arrest me for old time's sake. You can come and get me. Are you hurting me?
Fourth knife, Casa. Fourth knife!
You're hurting me! You're hurting my arms!
I'm going to tie you good and tight. See that up in the sky, Casa? That's the sunset, that is. That's the stars. And they'll shine all the better on my baby boy, Sam, tomorrow night. Because they won't be shining down on you, Casa. By reason of the fact that before the dew's off the leaves in the morning, I'll drag you in front of Vetinari.
It's too tight! You're hurting my arms!
I'm doing it by the book. I'll make sure there's water in your cell. I'll make sure you get breakfast, anything you like. Make sure the hangman's not sloppy. I'll make sure the trapdoor's greased. The city will kill you. The proper wheels will turn. It'll be fair. I'll make sure of that. Afterwards, you won't be able to say you didn't have a fair trial. Won't be able to say a thing.
Oh, you won't.
But just for now, I think a gag is in order.
What's for that?
Veterinary.
Good evening, Your Grace.
How long were you there?
Some little while. Like you, I prefer to come alone and contemplate.
You're very quiet.
Is that a crime?
So you
a
heard...
A very neat arrest. Congratulations, Your Grace.
I got the best of it in the end.
On the birth of your son.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
A healthy lad, I'm given to understand. I see you've dropped your badge. Yeah.
Thank you. How much did you hear? How much did you know? You knew, didn't you? You bloody well knew.
Not until 1 second ago.
I don't believe you.
I was sent to save a man. I'd saved him once already. Shot his assassin in the act.
That was you?
But I was fighting time. Chaos and confusion. Streets blocked and then a melee in progress. I saw a man called Casa vanish. And a man called John Keel die. At least I saw him dead. I joined the fight for a while. I'd like to think I made some difference, but they didn't need me. They fought like tigers. That's why I wear the lilac.
I see.
And then afterwards, I took a look at John Keel. Blood everywhere. And death changes people. But his wounds looked somewhat old, I thought. So I put it down as half a mystery. And today I find the other half.
I'm saying nothing.
I cannot imagine what you could say. Let us leave the dead alone. But for you, Commander, a little gift on the occasion of the birth...
There's nothing I want. I've got more than I deserve.
In memory of the late John
Keel... I don't want any monument, no statues. What good would that be? They did the job they didn't have to do, and they died doing it. They fought for one another, and they were betrayed. Men like them always are. Just let them be. You can't give them anything.
I can give you back Treacle Mine Road. A new watch house on the foundations of the old.
A dragon burned it years ago. Some dwarves live in the cellars now.
Yes, Commander. But dwarves are so refreshingly open about money. The stable's still there, and the old mining tower. Stout stone walls all around. It could all be put back in memory of John Keel, a man who in a few short days changed the lives of many and saved some sanity in a mad world. In a few months, you could be lighting the lamp over the door.
We could do with the space.
I see you like the sound of it already. We can settle the details tomorrow.
There's a trial tomorrow.
Of course. A fair one.
It better be. I want this bastard to hang. Then I'll be with my family for a while.
Very good, Sergeant.
Sybil, it's me.
Sam?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes, my dear.
Where have you been?
In part 5 of Night Watch by Terry Pratchett, dramatised by Robin Brooks, Sam Vimes was played by Philip Jackson, Young Sam by Carl Prekop, Carsa by Paul Ritter, and Major Clive by Peter Marinka. Rosie was played by Claire Corbett, Colon by Sam Dale, Dr. Lorne by Ben Unwukwe, Lady Meserol by Rachel Atkins, and Reg by Joseph Klosker. The director was Jessica Drumgoole.